As far as I am aware, there is no connection between the other outstanding issue, the disposal of the huge amounts of unpaid tickets, and the rollout of the demerit point system. As far as the resistance from the drivers in the public transportation system is concerned, the National Road Safety Council is on record of supporting their just requests for review of some aspects of the non-moving violations which attract demerit points. And so we are in full agreement with the need for the review. At the end of the day, however, what matters really is the level of priority we as a nation attach to the saving of lives, whether off-road or on the roads, and then follow up with the implementation of the agreed-on policies to achieve that objective and budgets and management systems that reflect such a higher priority. The National Road Safety Council is not a policy-making institution, but we have a parliamentary mandate, and therefore we'll continue to work together with all government institutions to ensure that people reach home safely on our roads and await a timely resolution of this hiccup in the delay of the demerit point system that this new development represents.